We're going to be starting a Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, about 10 lines to the bottom. Tanya Kavasa de Rava. Just waiting for 6:30. To quote Mr. Itzinger, Chayim Levecha, too free is Ach Mishpunklech. Too early is also not exact.
Mr.
Itzinger was kind of a lawyer. What?
Mr. Itzinger
was kind of a lawyer. Okay, here we go. Tanya Kavasa de Rava. Yavakayach HaKesef, Kesef has more ability than Star, Mikayach HaStar, Mikayach HaKesef. Yavakayach HaKesef, Shakesef, pointed by Hegdashus of Mashashani. Kesef can redeem my Hegdash and Mashashani, 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 Star has the ability to affect the divorce. Kesef and Star can work for an Eved Ivri. Mashenkin b'chazaka. Chazaka mochel le'es. The son of the rest of Medinas. You sell 10 fields. Cross 10 Medinas around the globe. Kibush ha'echzik mechabam. Konam kulam. You're kind of everything else. It's only if you paid for all 10, then we view the kinyan as the meicher had gemira's das. I will not say to make kulam, loy kana kenegam yaitzel, because the meicher, even though he said it, there's no gemira's das. Without cash, there's no gemira's das. Besides, lately, Shmuel, this happens to be a riot. Shmuel, this brisa. Shmuel, mochel the asis of the rest of Medina, skimish ha'echzik mechabam, kana kulam. The brisa says it beferish, and as I pointed out on Monday morning, Amiram didn't always know every brisa, so Shmuel said it, and Baruch Hashem, they found a brisa that supported him. Amar Rav Acha Beit Ravika Teita, I can even prove it to you. Shila Masla Esther Behemus Avster Bechon. If 10 animals are in one halter, Amar Lekni, Mila Kani, can he be kind to all 10 by taking the reins of the first one? So the same thing is true by the land. Amar Lemi Dami, that wouldn't be a raya. Hasim Iguda Biyada, Achein Iguda Biyada. There he's holding all 10. They're connected to each other. Here, even though, yes, they are connected underground, in the ground to each other, but it's not a visible connection like it is in the other case. Doing a chazak in one lid is like saying zukni. Because, again, you don't see more than a king in a one. They have Chinese because they are separate animals. They are automatically connected in a way that they're not separate.
It's not like it's two swaras to what he said.
That's why they're different. That's why Kni is Kleina all 10 and Zukni is only Kleina 1. The question is, which one is land diamond to? When he makes the chazak in one, is it like Kni or is it like Zukni?
They're negotiating at all 10, right?
But he didn't pay yet. So there's no gemira's das.
According to the first lashon, if I said zukni,
would
the halacha be the same?
Yes, only one. There's no argument, first lashon and second lashon, about the animals. The question is, what did he mean to compare the land to, and what was the response?
When you do a chazak on one land, what is it like?
Yes. B'zayki kines en chasim. Amr ula. Minayin le gilgul shua min ha-taira. Where do we see gilgul shua in the taira? Why is there two amens? Amen ala Allah, amen ala Shua. She's accepting the curse and the oath. Amen amizeh, amen mishachar. Even though he only warned her about one man, included in the Shua is another man, any man, as she was married. Amen shalitatisi arusa nesua. Now, we don't know what arusa means. Arusa can be translated to mean that this whole episode could happen as an arusa, or the whole episode could happen as an nesua. Shemeres Yab Miknusa is the same as Arusa Nesua, except Shemeres Yab is less of a bond, but it means waiting for Yibam and Nesua. Knusa. Knusa is the same as Nesua. Now the question is, what do we mean by Arusa? Is it its own case, or is this a Gilgul? Hi Arusa Echidami. Elam the Kaya looks Arusa, Kamash looks Arusa. Then he warned her as an Arusa, and he's giving it to drink as an Arusa, but not Arusa Shemeres Yab, but Shemeres Yab, and Arusa doesn't drink. Because the Torah says, my time attackers, Ishecha Barachman of Aleka. Says it has to be under a husband, meaning she already has to have consummated the marriage. Shouldn't say that. She already has to have Nisuan. The Elo, the Kodalok, Shearusa Venistrik, Shearusa, Torah says that she had the Kinui and Stira as an Arusa. The Kamashkalok, Shinisua. Then he did Nisuan. Now he's warning her. Now he's trying to bring her to drink for something she did during Erison, which would not be a chesaron of Takas Ishech, because it is Takas Ishech now. But the problem is, he has to be absolved from sin. Here he's not menukam yavon because he lived with her b'shagig, but he still did a sin, albeit b'shagig. So therefore, it can't be a case when she was the Sira as an Arusa. Because, A, he can't take her as an Arusa because of Takas Yishech, and B, he can't take her after the suing for what she did during Garrison, because then it's not Nikash Miyavah. Now, there's a third possibility, Rashi says, and that is that he brought her into the Chuppah, never lived with her. So she is Takas Yishech, and there's no Nikash problem of Avay, because he never lived with her. And the answer to that is, it has to be that he lived with her before the alleged Baal did. And how did that happen? If she didn't have the suin yet, if he never lived with her, she can't be a Saita. So therefore, by lack of any other possibility, must mean that he's not warning her this drink to drink is not directly on Arusa. I just want to finish this piece. Elade Gilgul must be that he's taking her to drink for what she did in the suin. And once he's making a swear, they throw the book at her and they said this is a complete checkup, even in the time of Eris. Yes, Rav Moshe.
According to the second paragraph, verses, she gives Arusa, Nistra, as an Arusa. Why doesn't the Gemara answer the same as Rashi?
Could have.
Isn't that better answer than saying?
I don't pick better or not read better. The Gemara obviously didn't feel that way. I can't argue with the Gemara. Yes, Rashi's answer would answer that. Could have.
When she says
Amen,
is she actually going to be saying an actual
Shua? Yes. Saying Amen is Kamaitis Shkola. Aina Amen Akashua, Kamaitis Shua, Mipibdami.
The Fair Shigmar and Shuas. Okay, so she, even by the original one also, she says Amen.
Right? Yes.
What
is
Rashi saying?
Rashi's saying it could be a case. He brought her as he warned her as an Arusa. She went and steered as an Arusa. And then he took her under the chuppah. Never lived with her. So there's no sin. So Trashi, you have to have cut Meshchivas Baal, Meshchivas Baal. Talk to my bite. Are we asking a question? Talk to my bite. I'm asking him to cite the Yisura. I'm inviting me to learn how do I know Maman. You can make him swear with an elechon, and did she megalgalin? Ashkechem bevadai. That makes sense when your claim is a vadai, and you're taking about to a vadai. Suffik minalon. How do I know that if you're claiming vadai, you can throw in suffik? That's the question. By sight, it's suffik to suffik. By Maman, it's Vadai to Vadai. How do I know you can go Vadai to Suffolk? But the Gemara is a Svara. Hanya Meshuvah, then Meshuvah Bechos, then Meshuvah Bechnim. There's a Shuvah in Bethan. There's a Shuvah in the Beis HaMikdash. Mashuvah Amor Bechnim, Mashuvah Suffolk Vadai. Mashuvah Amor Bechos, Mashuvah Suffolk Vadai. The Gemara feels Meshuvah. There's no reason to differentiate.
Do you use Kavach Omer, or do you go with Melmatin?
I think the Kavach Omer establishes Maman. And once it establishes Maman, we compare it across the board. Not to give my right to. Taisa says to Kasha, why do I need a Kavach Omer? Do the Melmatin straight. If you're interested in the answer, take a look at Taisa's Nemeshuva. Not to give my right to. At Heichin Gugu Shua, how far can you take him to swear? Amar Yudah Marav Damalei Shavali Shein Avdiyat. To swear you're not my Eved Kanani. In fact, Gemara Uchimutim Shemtina Lei. For calling your guy Eved Kanani, you get put in the Kherim. Taya Karei Lechaber Eved Yehe Benidoy. Mam Zir Seifik Yisar Boim. Rashi Yairim Lechayim. You can take away his living. Amar Rabbi Shavali Shadim Kartali Be'Eved Ivri, which is not a Psul Yuchsin. That's a monetary time difference. My time of I'll say, this is a great time of a minus to go there. What's the chiddush? Why would I think not? It's asking because it's more than just a debt of work. It's like you own him. You own karka also. My mother tell me karka was of the interest of Masavdi Basina. Karka is a reason to do Gilgul because it is possible that nobody knows. It means it is something less the color. Hi, you miss the sum and call this late, and we should dismiss the Gilgul because it can't be any truth to the claim because we don't know about it. Come on, Shulman, yes.
Just look back, I don't know why I didn't ask this before, but since the question is one of dissent.
I can hear you.
Since the question is one of dissent, why can't the person, wouldn't it be simple for the person to swear to me you're not a Kanani? What does slave have to do?
No, because why should I make you swear you're not a Kanani? It has nothing to do with me. I can't make people swear and things that are not negating me.
So that's a limitation on
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't make the guy swear and things that... My question to Shua is because it pertains to me. I want something out of it. Whether you're a guy or not, it makes no difference to me. The only thing that makes a difference to me is if you're my heaven.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. You can only make Megalgo for you. You can't be Megalgo for your friend, no. The Mishnah, which the Gemara will give three translations to. But at this point, we assume it means cash, which you pay for other things. Even though you're not kind of as cash payment, but you can be kind of with Chalipim with Magbeya. Take that, which makes no sense at this point. Frank the Gemara Chalipim, my you, Magbeya? Is the Mishnah telling me a coin makes Chalipim? Shmami not Magbeya, not the Chalipim? Anything you have to figure out its value, only items, not money.
The word Dumim, is that Kornishim Dumim or Kornishim Dumim Bacher? Where does the word
Dumim
fit in?
Depends which way you learn.
According to
means anything that you figure out its value.
And the word Dumim means what?
You figure out value. Dumim means value.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the
never
using for pain.
Dumim means. Kornishim Dumim Bacher, anything that you have to figure out its value. The way you understood it at first, my ketzad, what does the shor and chamar have to do with that? So the gemara, according to the first shot, you have to add a piece. Haki chamar, peres nami of the chalipin. Commodities can also do chalipin. Ketzad hechlev b'sar shor b'parah, which is a commodity, like b'sar chamar b'shar, he which is a chazen is chayav b'chalipin. So according to the first shot, it would be Mabeya does Chalipin and Paris do Chalipin. According to the second shot, any item does Chalipin, including Paris. Learning like Rashi. Both the first and second shot are assuming that Paris does Chalipin. Because according to the first shot, we said we added the words Paris of the Chalipin. And according to the second shot, we said anything that you figure out its value, which includes Paris. As Rav Nachman over Paris love the Chalipin, according to Rav Nachman, you need a keli. My yikul lemeimer. Not anything, any item.
First guy is money.
And Paris, right? Second side is anything, any item besides your money, anything that you have to figure out its value, which is not money. As Rav Nachman over Paris love the Chalipin, my yikul lemeimer. So the last third shot, Haki Kamer. Yes, Dumim k'shenki Chalipin. There's sometimes that Dumim can work as a kinyan. Because again, we're going with Reb Yechon and Shita, that biblically money is a kinyan. Rabbanan stepped in and they stopped it because of the fear that the guy wouldn't take care of the item once he got his money. So they said Mashicha, but they left alone an unusual case of money when you pay using the forgiveness of a previous debt. And that is a kinyan mammon that can still work. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Sometimes money can work as if it were Chalipin. It's not Chalipin. It looks like Chalipin because you're changing a previous debt for which was used to acquire something, and now you're getting something else. Right? What? It's not a Chalipin. What happened was, Shimon bought a cow from Levi, and he owed him the money. Now, Levi says to Shimon, the debt you have me should be used to buy your donkey for me. It looks like they changed the cow for a donkey. They didn't. He owed him the money, and now he's using that payment as the kenyan.
He said that?
He says, I'm using the payment as the kenyan. And that's Mechilas Milva. There's no chalipin here. The cow was won a week ago. Not exchange. The cow was won a week ago.
What's the mechanism of the transaction?
The money.
There is no money.
The Mechilas Milva. That's money. Being Michael, somebody on debt.
Gives, is this words, is not.
One minute, again.
He owes him money.
Can
so
you be Mekadosh? Excuse
back.
Me, excuse me.
He's not paying you back.
Exactly. Can you be Mekadosh a lady with Hanos Mechilas Milva?
Yes.
What's the mechanism of transaction? Yes, there is. You gave her something. The pleasure of her giving her loan. You gave her something.
Actually, what she's saying is correct. We are talking about the nullification of something which is not in existence, which is hanging over, but is not in physical existence.
Correct.
And it is an entry on a bookkeeping sheet, although double entry bookkeeping was not intended.
No, but excuse me, one second. It's giving a person pleasure. Pleasure is money.
Absolutely.
That's all. Okay, that's what he's saying, and for the Tzairus Kinyan Kesev, it's what people pay for this. People pay for pleasure. They go to Mendel's and they eat who knows what, right? For pleasure.
It's a very common concept in a number of areas.
Don't give my advice. My time is some of the Kabirchen of the Tzairus Most Kindness. Biblically, money is kind. In my time, I'm a Mashiach kind. Examine Shem Yevelech Zuchotecha Balia. He won't take care of his wheat. Most of the Shia goes to Rabbanim, but the Shia goes to Rabbanim. So they left the king in Kesef, which is done by being Michael the debt, the Hano of the Mechil of the debt. In fact, the Gemara of the Shia Shem Mashiach of Reshish Matairah. So money never works. Honey, you can tell with the crochets of a pair of the Chalipin, he'll learn like the second shot that the mission is telling me. Everything can make Chalipin. Tars crochets. Ellie, some of the crochets of a pair of the Chalipin, my bail like honey, the mad monkala. He can't say the third shot because he owes money, he's not kind. He can't say the second shot because Paris is not kind. And he can't say the first shot because my bail is not Chalipin. So what is he owed? That the Gemara of the crochets really, he has to hold Paris of the Chalipin. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Rishus Hakvaya Bekesav. When you buy something from Hegdish, you pay cash.
You
redeem something from Hegdish. It's a sale. Call it redemption, but you pay.
There's an animal in Hegdish.
Somebody donated a table to Hegdish. And if I bought a table from you, the kinyan is Mashiach. If I buy a table from Hegdish, the kinyan is money. It's just a hedjit, but chazaka, which Rashi translates as Mashiach. I'm a rasa l'gvoya k'msirasa l'hedjit. Also, donating something to Hegdish is as if you handed it over. Tana Rabbanan Keitim.
Sometimes, a rasa also works by a hedjit.
If you say so. Yeah, okay.
What was the answer to that?
I told you that's rabbinic and this is biblical. I told you this on Friday.
And Thursday, perhaps.
No, Friday.
I can't believe it's only
given
for
a vote. How do I about it?
It's possible.
It is. It's a fact. I can't argue with the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Rabbanon. How do I about it? Kate said, Rishus HaKavaya Bekesav. Gives Rishinus and Baz Bebehema. It goes both ways. When Hegdish buys something, a Vila Behema beside Vailam Kana. They don't have to do Mashiach. They can be kind of by paying. But if you buy from an individual, you have to do Mashiach. It's not a Kenyan. Kesav Marasa Ligvayakim Sarasa Lahedjit. I'm a Shesha Oyla, buy the Hegdish, I feel a Messiah for Oylam Kana. His words make the Kenyan. Behedjit Lakana, Achi Yimshek by Yagzik. Yimshek by Metalklam, Yagzik by Karka. Now the Gemara will give you four cases. Mashcha Bimana Velahispik Ladais Hachasim Messiah. You took the Mashiach from Hegdish. But you didn't pay yet. Nice and Messiah. The Gizbar can say, now it costs 200, no kinyan was made. My time up, and us and our Kesav have come. Lord, the Tyrus says, Kesav is what works by Hegdash. Mashkab and Messiah will his because I said, Shabbat Mamana. So now the guy wants to pay a cheaper price. Nice and Messiah. Now here it's a kasha. Why? He wasn't kainit yet. A time out, hey, kainit hedge is coming to Hegdish. We give Hegdish all the mildest hedge it has. So for this we say Mashiach was kainit. Sorry, we're not worse than hedge. Pagam and Messiah, the Ishmael, the Mashiach, the Shaman, the Mana, you paid 200 and it dropped. Nice and Messiah. You paid for it already. My time out, but nothing I can't see the convoy. Pagam and Mana, the Ishmael, the Mashiach, the Shaman, the Messiah, you paid 100 and it went up. We don't make you pay the 200, which we would do by hedged. Here we say, Masha Pada Pada, Frech the Gemara, Frech the Vedas and Alamana, Maya, and I'm enabled to hear Kayak Hedges come from Hegdish. Why don't we say, by hedged you would have to pay 200? The answer is, I'll do hedged a lot, Misha Pada Koi. If you paid for it, and now you want to change your mind, you get a Misha Pada. Therefore, Hegdish is not going to exercise and say, hedged would be able to charge more. Because if Hedge charged more, they would get a Mishapara, and Hedge doesn't want to get involved with that.
What
somebody pays for an item and didn't do Mashiach. So he wasn't kind of. And then he changes his mind. He gets a Mishapara. Chazal curse him.
It shouldn't be that head.
Hegdish is not going to exercise its Hedge rights when Hedge would have a Mishapara. Dr. Mishnah.
Well, the
Mishapara
would go on the person, though, right?
Yeah.
And Hegdish shouldn't want to be responsible for that?
Hegdish doesn't get Mishaparas. But Hegdish is not going to do something. Hegdish is not going to do something that if another individual did it, they would get a Mishapara.
So it's not a
sale? Yeah, and he paid for it, so it was a sale with the money. He paid 100, the price went up. He never did Mashiach. Biblically, he was kind of. There it is, Hegdish always has the ploy of saying, a Hegdish can change their mind, so can we. Here, exactly. There's no Mishapara, but it doesn't make a difference. We're not going to do something that Hegdish gets a Mishapara.
Exactly.
Dr. Mishnah Vaita called Mitzvah Saben Alav, which the Gemara will explain all obligations that the father has for his son. Anashim Chayam Benashim Peturas. Chol Mitzvah Saben Alav. Obligations that children have to their father. Echad Anashim Echad Anashim Chayavim. Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Anashim Chayavim Anashim Peturas. Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shalai Hazman Grama. Echad Anashim Echad Anashim Chayavim. Chol Mitzvah Saseh Shalai Hazman Grama. Echad Anashim Echad Anashim Chayavim. Echad Anashim Echad Anashim Chayavim. Men and women are both Chayav. Chutni Baal Takiv, cutting up payas. Baal Tashka is cutting up a beard with a razor. Chol Tatam Lameisim. A Kehen is giving Tatam Lameisim. Frank Tigamar Michael Mitzvah Saben Alav. What does that mean? Elam Kabitz is the Machai Brolim Rabbit Laba. Are you going to say it means what a son has to do for a father? Dasha Peturas. Tanya, we learned Ish Ainli Ala Ish Ishaminayan. Shem Ish Imagrav Tura U Lashon Rabbin Marakan Shnayim. Women are also Chayim. So, can't be that the Mishnah means children's obligations to their parents. Mitzvahs that a father does for his son. Nashim Chayavim, Nashim Peturas. Tanina, the Mishnah is teaching us for the Tanah Rabbana. Av Chayav B'Dayt Lev Mailai, Lev Daisai, Lev Lamdi Taira, Lev Lasi Isha. Mal him, redeem him, teach him Taira, get him a wife, Lev Lamdi Umnas. To put it in a few words, he's Mechoyev to put the son on his own 2 feet. Whatever it's necessary to become a functioning adult, which is Mailai, Daisai, marry him a wife, get him a job, teach him Taira. Yes, I'm Rav Lashita Benar, to teach him how to swim, Mayim. You're not teaching him how to rob. And the Gemara is going to explain what is the Machlokes in Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda. We will leave it in Meshach Shabbat tomorrow. I wish you a wonderful Chayitish and a good